Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's time for a serene, tranquil, zen-filled, flow-tastic episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jessica.
Are you oming over there?
You just got me in a mellow mood.
We're going to be talking about some spa excursions we had this week.
We're also going to be talking about men and makeup. We're going to be paying homage to Prince and David Bowie.
Nice. And then it's allergy season. Everybody's been asking us on Twitter and Instagram about concealers and how to make their dark eye circles disappear. So we'll get into that.
We're going to be calling out the best concealers. Mm-hmm. And we have a special guest today. I'm so excited. Our pal model activist,
Yomi Abiola.
Please stay tuned for that. And then for all of our friends and listeners who have been actively tweeting away and entering our Fragrance Foundation giveaway, we are overwhelmed with the response. It has been amazing. We are going to be picking a winner after April 30th. That is the deadline. So please go to fragrance.org/vote. Put in your details and at Fat Mascara at the end and just do that before April 30th or on April 30th and we'll pick a winner. Jen, what have you been up to the past week?
I have had some spa experiences. Well, one in particular that's been fabulous. I feel like that's part of the job.
It is part of the job. And I did see a little sneaky pic of like a Snapchat on our Instagram that you posted.
Would you want to hear about it?
Yeah, it was like, where is she?
So I was at Floating Lotus, which is like a space for flotation, acupuncture. They have one of those salt caves where you can go in and like sit in the salt room. But I was doing the sensory deprivation flotation therapy.
What is that? That sounds so spooky.
I was so, so scared. So basically, it depends on where you go. Sometimes they're pods, sometimes they're bathtubs. Mine was you go into like a shower room and then inside what's like a big shower stall, there's a saline water solution. So it's super floaty and it's maybe like a foot deep. And you're meant to get naked as the day you were born, get in there, float it out for an hour in pitch black. And that's flotation therapy, which like lowers your blood pressure and helps you be calm and zen. You look so freaked out.
This sounds like the plot of a horror movie.
I went into it thinking I was going to like at 5 minutes in, I was going to look like for the emergency release button and hit it and just come like whooshing out in a flush of water, like naked into the hallway.
Yeah.
It went a lot better than that, though. I really liked it.
What'd you think about?
Well, I got acupuncture first, so that put me in like a zen frame of mind.
Did they do the acupuncture there?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's okay, part this is full service.
If you need that to help calm down. And then I get in, and I get naked, and I'm floating in there. So I floated there, and he's like, it'll be like you're in the womb.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it kind of was womb-like. You don't feel like you're in water because it's 98.6 degrees.
So that sounds really nice, actually.
Yeah, so you can't tell what's top and bottom, and you kind of have a zero-gravity experience. The only weird thing was, at one point, I must have fallen asleep, because you know when you jerk when you're, like, having a dream?
Yeah.
Well, if you jerk in the water, it sloshes over you, so that woke me up. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm in a bathtub. I totally forgot.
And no risk of drowning, right?
No risk of drowning. It's so high in salt content that you just can't even if you were to go underwater, you would bounce right back up. So
this is fascinating. I might have to try this.
It was super, super calming. My only caveat was when you get back outside into the New York world, it's like everything is too much. Like
I saw a picture of you in Times Square. Why didn't you take a cab home?
I should have. And for future reference, after I float, I'm going to like go right home in a cab because the sounds are too much. The lights are too bright. Like I was so calm that it like jarred me to be back in New York. But overall, flotation, it was a good experience. I highly recommend it if you're stressed out.
Wow.
You've been stressed out this week, though.
I'm a mess.
Do you need to go?
Well, I had a facial the other day. Look, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I think, you know, it reminded me of a facial. I did not pay for this facial. I think, mm-hmm. you know, full disclosure, very often beauty editors most of the time do not pay for facials because they're trying out different treatments, like almost, you know, like you could try out a different treatment every week, every day if you wanted to, if you had that kind of schedule. But I remember going when I was at Lucky, I was in fashion for a hot minute. So I was paying for facials and I was like, geez, this is expensive because it was a brief hiatus when I wasn't in beauty. And I went to this place and the woman was trying to sell me something every 2 seconds. And she didn't realize I was a little bit undercover. She didn't realize that I was, you know, a beauty editor.
This wasn't this week's experience.
No, well, back when I was at Lucky, I was paying. So, of course, they're trying to sell me things. But this woman didn't realize I was a beauty editor. I was going to be like, I'm a beauty editor, you know, to freak this woman out. Because, you know, it was fine. Like, I was not paying for it, but this woman didn't realize. So every 2 seconds, she's like, oh, your skin's like quite bad, or this is going on with your skin. Like, I know what you're
eating. Facial guilt.
Exactly.
They pull that shit all the time.
I'm just trying to have an hour to myself and relax. I don't need to be told, like, about the premature aging around my eyes or, like, the epic rosacea that's happening.
Pores. They're always like, oh, you have big pores.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's why I'm here, woman.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why you are ostensibly getting paid, you know, too much. I mean, not her salary, but these crazy prices for the facials. And now she's telling me I need to like throw out everything I own. This is not relaxing. You're already in a place of vulnerability. Mm. You have your top off. Maybe your pants are off. This is a special treat.
What kind of spot
and
is
now,
this?
Well, then they tell you, like, get comfortable, you know? And now you're already like $200 in the
vulnerable.
Hole. When I went to this one spa, and this was the Lucky experience, I will never forget, folks, I left there, mom, if you're listening, don't get mad, $500 poorer. And that was not like because I wanted to, I was stupid. They were like, you need the microdermabrasion. I didn't realize it was like, I was so dumb. It was an upsell, I could have gone on like a beautiful weekend trip and I left because you were vulnerable.
Yeah.
And the woman was like, Julianne Moore gets this. Or like, I'm just making that celebrity up. It was some celebrity. You're vulnerable when you're in these situations. So, you know, these spa experiences could be amazing like yours, or you could be left like
totally
high and dry.
I think when that happens, I'm usually like, you know, I just want to space out. And do you mind if we don't? I'm going to meditate.
That's going to be my line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to meditate.
Yeah, because people aren't going to mess with that. So you could just sit there with your eyes
closed. No, they're like freaked out.
No, I'm meditating, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to meditate. I'm going to use that next time.
All right, so we're going to keep it chill for the rest of the episode to make up for it.
Okay. This is my Terry Gross voice. You know, we're going to talk about Prince for a minute. And David Bowie, but we're not going to talk about the music. We're going to talk about the beauty. It's kind of hard to talk about this, but I think...
Are you choked up?
I am a little choked up. I know. I get, like, emotional about it. I really like these artists, and obviously I think the world is mourning Prince, and, you know, I think is still mourning and will be for a long time David Bowie. But I think the beauty community and the fashion community mm-hmm. is losing this type of person who is unafraid. I feel like I'm, like, preaching. I want your opinion. I feel like the beauty community and the fashion community is losing a man who is unafraid to experiment with femininity, especially in music. Because, Jen, I look at, like, the pop stars right now and the musicians. It is really... square.
Formulaic, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, both those guys, Prince especially, they were, managed to be these sex symbols to, I'm sure to men, but mostly to women too.
Yeah.
It wasn't about their sexuality. They were just like gods of like just oozing sexuality and glamour. And they did it while wearing makeup, which is just amazing. And high heels sometimes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of women in the 80s got some makeup looks from Prince and David Bowie. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, who is getting inspired by what men are doing to their faces and hair now? And I think if, like, if I look at the charts now, like, I'm like, okay, like, is Bieber pushing hair and makeup forward? No, he's like stealing from, you know.
He's doing dreadlocks.
Exactly. And, you know, yeah. I'm thinking about, you know, other guys like in, you know, 80s, 90s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, okay, you have Bowie, but even.
Yeah, like if Drake were to put on some black eyeliner, it would not fly.
Yeah. But you had, I feel like I'm doing a little like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but
there
like
was Jane's Addiction. It's glam rock too.
Yeah, Dave Navarro.
We're missing that.
He wore nail polish. I remember reading an article with him when I was younger, and it was like, he's like, oh, I'm wearing Urban Decay.
Oh, yeah.
And he wore liner. Jane's Addiction, even like glam rock, like, you know, like, well, like Motley Crue. This is like what the
totally.
Guns
N'
Roses
more
are going to shoot me.
Yeah, than I did. Yeah.
They got more girls than like anyone combined, you know?
Yeah,
like they make Bieber look like freaking Leave It to Beaver.
You know? As much as we say it's such a time in society where like gender doesn't matter and you can play in both worlds, it's weirdly not that way in music right now for the guys.
You're so right. Yeah, it's like if Drake did that, I think it would be problematic.
For the big pop stars that are like the top 10 Billboard kind of guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are artists that are pushing these boundaries, but I really think we're gonna miss out with those two icons of, you know, the glamorous music scene gone.
Yeah.
I hope people step in to fill that void.
I think, yeah, you know, it's almost like I think the pendulum might swing the other way. Maybe there's someone who's like 16 years old right now playing around with makeup.
Yes.
And in 5 years he'll be the biggest, you know,
he will come on Fat Mascara and he will kill us all.
Exactly. But right now, I think there's a big vacancy.
Okay, rest in peace to Prince.
In the early morning, when I'm feeling nice, I walk by the mirror, I kiss it twice. When it comes to perfume, it's on the shelf. I get it down, there ain't nobody around. I smell myself.
Jess, you know what time of year it is?
What time of year is it?
It's allergy season. Everybody's favorite time of year.
Oh, it's killing me.
I was looking on social and we kept getting questions on Twitter and Instagram about concealer. And I was like, what's up with concealer lately?
Yeah.
And then I put it together. I was like, oh my God, it's allergy season. It's when everybody's under eyes look crazy. We had this Instagram follower, Greta. She asked us to talk about concealer. Let's talk about
it. I'm loving the questions, guys. P.S. Keep them coming.
Do you have issues with under eyes this time of year?
You know, I had this really funny experience where I walked through a beauty floor once of a department store, and the woman's like, you would be so pretty if you had covered up like those big, gross blue bags.
No.
Blue circles. Seriously. But, it was a really good clue, and I didn't realize that was very dark underneath
my eyes. And since then, I've been using a few different concealers.
Okay, so tell me, before we get into some of the strategies that you can use, what is your under eye strategy?
I'm very dark, like bluish purple under eye bags because my skin is very, you know, fair and very thin. I have a few different ones I keep in rotation. One is the RMS concealer, super creamy. It's made with coconut oil, very yummy and delicious. You do need to reapply in the middle of the day because it is so creamy and delicious. The other one that
It slips and slides a little?
A little bit. Yeah, it's not like, it doesn't have a ton of like powdery particles in it, so it's not going to lock in. You do need to reapply, but it will look like very fresh when you reapply because it's full of coconut oil for those of you who like can't get enough of the stuff. The other two that I really love, one is a completely the opposite of the coconut oil one, Il Amasqua. This stuff is like spackle. You put it on, so pigmented. I don't know what they call it, the pigment load is, but it is, you put it on, forget about it. It is on and it's like,
what is that, like a stick, a liquid?
Sorry, it's like a little pot. It has a little flip top. It even has a mirror in it. And
are you a finger person?
Yes.
And and what's your advice always?
Oh, the legendary Jean Godfrey June said, pat, do not rub. And not pat like the lady. Pat, don't rub. And just pat it on. And then the third and final one that I must recommend, and our friend, the lady, Pat Wexler, loves this.
Oh, yeah.
The Kevin Aucoin Sensual Skin Enhancer. You buy one for life. You will have it, like, at your graveside.
Right.
You just nick it, and like, with your finger, and you put a little bit on, and that's all you need. It really is, like, the most pigmented thing in the world.
So my,
what are yours?
Well, my advice is, I always tell people it depends on the type of circle we're talking about. The bluish ones, like you, I agree, the products you talked about have a lot of pigment in them, so they're going to counteract the color. But sometimes I think women are talking about the shadow from an under eye puffiness, especially during allergy season. It's not that it's a bluish discoloration, it's that they have a little extra lymph fluid in there, it makes like an under eye bag, and what you're actually seeing is the shadow of the bag, not necessarily a discoloration.
Not a hollow. You mean like it's a puff thing.
Like a shadow, like you would if there was sun. So for those, I think you need a little bit of an illuminating concealer that might have a like reflective quality to it so that you can counteract the shadow. Something like an Yves Saint Laurent Touche Éclat, something with reflective particles if you have a puffy under eye bag. Also, you know, the tea bags work and the cool spoon and all that. It does not hurt to get some anti-allergy eye drops if that's your situation.
Right.
But then the other concealers I like for people that are...
Jen brought some stuff.
I did. I brought samples here to show. For people that are dealing more with the discoloration that you were talking about that might be all year long, if you have oily skin, I'm into the Clé de Peau Stick Concealer.
Yes, that is like has a drier consistency.
It does. You draw it on directly and then pat. Don't rub the color in. That one's good. You see it backstage a lot. But I find if you have lines or dry skin, it's not as good because it can settle into the lines a bit. Then this other one I brought is much creamier, which I think is better for people that might have mature skin or drier skin or that like crepiness that sometimes happen. This is Smashbox High Definition Concealer, which is a cream, but it's very liquidy. So it spreads and it has a moisture content so it doesn't get cakey. So that's a good one for more mature skin, if you will. Those are two favorites. And then my personally, every day, I think it's just because I got color matched and they have a gazillion shades, is the Bobbi Brown pot concealer.
Bobbi Brown has a very impressive shade range.
You know what I think it is? And this is important, ladies. At the drugstore, it's really hard to try them, but at the department store, you want something that does have a little bit of yellow in it. Those pinkish concealers, they just look like you have like peach Melba under your eyes. Like it's just... It's not pretty. Like you see the concealer, not the skin. Skin has much more yellow than I think people realize. So I think Bobbi did a good job with her color range. Is very yellow, warm tinted.
That's her whole thing. She's yellow undertones.
Well, because that's how skin actually is. Nobody's like pink ivory or whatever.
Like, like a little doll.
So those are some of my favorites. But I think the key points really are get an antihistamine this time of year. That's going to help. And pat, don't rub. So I hope that answered Greta's question.
Greta, let us know.
We'll post some of our favorites on Instagram so you can see which products we're talking about. Or go to Fat Mascara, click on the blog link, and we'll put a list of them there.
We are here with Yomi Abiola, who is our friend. Mm-hmm. She is also a gorgeous model, a journalist, and an activist. Yomi, thank you so much for coming by to hang with us.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yomi, we met a few years ago now in Ghana, of all places.
Yeah, you were also getting pink eye. Do you remember
yes,
that?
That was so hot.
Do you remember? You were so...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Panicked about it. I'm going.
It
on
wasn't
this...
just me that knows this story.
Oh,
love
yeah.
it. Yeah,
because she's like, I'm going on this date, and I've got, and I can't afford to get pink eye. I can't. Like, I just can't afford to get pink eye. We were really stressed out about it.
Tell us, how did you even get invited on that trip? You were writing for who do you write for?
So I write for Vogue Italia online and L'Uomo Vogue. Mm-hmm. A friend couldn't go on the trip, so she asked me if I wanted to go on the trip. And of course, like, my parents are from Nigeria, so it was like familiar territory for me, and I was really excited to go on a trip to Ghana and just go and visit these shea butter farms and, you know, see the women at work, and I learned so much from the trip. But Jen, let's talk about when Jess started to dance to the drums.
Oh, do you
remember that?
There's photographic evidence of
there
this.
Is, which I still have, actually.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Well, this is about you, Yomi. We're here to talk about
this
you.
Is about
but
us.
I actually do feel like I need to note that when they were the Ghana, like, the tribal shea dance or something,
yeah.
There was some kind of like celebratory dance. We were invited to dance with them.
And they were putting on a show for the tourists.
Whatever. It's only polite to oblige.
I feel like I got a small taste of your personality on that trip, and because you say what you think, which is what I love about you. And first, before you were a journalist, you were a model.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just back up a little.
Yeah.
How did you even get into modeling?
So, I mean, I think that the... I love to talk about the underlying feelings as opposed to, like, I just, like, won this competition and, you know, I got chosen. Mm-hmm. I think it was really growing up as a brown girl and realizing that I didn't see my image and my likeness around mm-hmm. me, and the desire to be beautiful. I mean, who doesn't want to be pretty and adored and glorified?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
where exactly did you grow up?
I grew up in London. So okay. I grew up in London, and of course, like, Naomi Campbell's our most famous export. So I guess I saw her on television. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I want to do that. And it was a fantasy and it was a dream. And I was not a likely candidate. Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
At the time, when was this about? I need to age you, sorry.
No, there's no aging here. I was, well, I mean, when I embarked on the journey, I became a model at 15.
Oh, you were a baby.
Yeah, I was a baby. And, you know, I understand, like, my mother's apprehension at the time, mm-hmm. now. But obviously, I really wanted that. Before I wanted to do that, I wanted to be an actress. And they're like, you know, that's not happening. But I think that the reason why I was even able to become a model is because I took so much of it into my own hands. Mm-hmm. So my sister was my photographer, and then we played dress up. Like, my mom had this makeup box, like, mm-hmm. with all this makeup. I mean, you know, like, lipstick used to smell like wax. Like, it used to smell mm-hmm. like earwax yeah. back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I would just, like, smear that on my face. We'd play dress up, and then my sister would take pictures of me, and then, you know, I would just chew her ear off about the fact that I wanted to be a model, and I was just not a likely candidate. I remember, like, a family friend saying to me, you know, just because you don't become a model doesn't mean that you're not pretty. And I think that was his way of trying to, like,
manage
my expectations, mm-hmm. you know. The other day, like, I was on a plane and I was asking myself, you know, when I look at a woman and I admire her, you know, like, you see some women and you're just like, wow. Like, what is it? It's not the fact, you know, it's not like the hairstyle or like the eye makeup. It's an essence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's an essence.
It's the whole package.
It's the whole package. But also when I see like, you know, older women and they look great, it's because they've taken care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, which we then kind of just put in the box of beauty, right?
Right, but it's not just
it isn't
vanity
just that.
In that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it isn't just vanity, you know. It's commitment and it's like taking the time and it's actually that's what I realized. I think that the attraction comes from the fact that you know that person has a relationship with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what men and women are attracted to. It's like, wow, like, you know, I look at Jess and I'm like, wow, she has a relationship with herself. I'm like, she took time this morning to,
this
you know.
Jess?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
your brows are
yeah,
on
the
point.
Brows, you know. Brows.
But so... We're not pointing out something really obvious, as yeah. Jess likes to say, listeners, you can't see, but you also are exterior is beautiful too. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten some of these modeling jobs. So what modeling jobs did you get? And like, when did you feel like, okay, maybe I'm also going to make this modeling thing into a job?
Well, you know, I became the first Black British face for Maybelline Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because on the job, I mean, and I was in my early 20s, but on the job, I remember the client saying, we need to convince her that she's meant to be here. Like, it was kind of one of those throwaway comments, but it was it's a comment that I've obviously remembered, you know.
Convince me. Convince you.
Yeah. Because, you know...
Where did he get that idea that you needed to be convinced?
Well, because the way that I comported myself, I didn't feel confident. Mm-hmm. You know, I was there mm-hmm. to portray a fantasy.
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't feel like the fantasy. And that's what I think so much of the female experience is about, is bridging this gap between fantasy and reality. You know? So yeah, I mean, I had a great career, but when I say that, like, I was an unlikely candidate, I really mean it, and it's actually been a gift because it means that I've cultivated other aspects of myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're still doing some modeling now, right?
Yeah, I mean, now and again, if I so feel inspired. I mean, you know, modeling for me now is a way to. I don't want to call it advocate, but it is in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't actively pursue it. But if somebody says, you know, I'd love to work with you, I'd love to take your picture for something, and it's a project that is in alignment with my values, then yeah. Definitely.
And so what are you working on? What is important to you now? What are some of the other things that you're doing?
So I launched a platform last year called the Femme League. And it's really a way for women to be able to see themselves differently in media. So I think that a lot of the way that women are, a lot of the ways that women are depicted in the media is always in relation to men. You know, like even when we're talking about women being like badass, you know. I mean, how do you guys feel about that word?
About like the idea of like she's a badass girl, or I mean, I think it's kind of I feel about the way about that word as I do. I feel in the same family as like empowering. Have we talked about this? Empowering or like girl boss. I feel like a lot of these words are kind of throwaway.
You're empowering the people that are already empowered. That's not empowering.
Yeah, and I think it's also.
How do you feel about it?
I don't like badass. You know?
But do you not just like, do you just not like the way it sounds because it's kind of crude and dumb, or do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit crude and dumb, but I also feel like I just don't really know what it means, you know?
I feel like it's like a kind of girl-to-girl thumbs up, like,
okay,
that people are doing, but I think it's a little bit of, women just supporting each other for the sake of supporting each other without even understanding each other's projects or point of views.
Absolutely. You know, so I was talking about the Femme League. So I was saying like how or when we are depicted as women, it's always in relationship to men. So like I want to earn as much as the men, and I want to do this like the men, and I want to, and I really want to create a space where women can really start to know themselves just in relationship to themselves. Also want to provide resources. So one of the things that I think is really important to for women to build is confidence.
You wrote a really funny article. It was like around the summer.
Oh, yeah.
The Femme League. The one it was about how girls are like, giving it all away too soon. I think you referenced like Miley Cyrus with the booty shorts, or maybe it wasn't Miley in her booty shorts, but it was definitely booty shorts with
the denim diapers.
Yeah, the denim diapers. I was like crying.
I didn't write
laughing.
That. One of our writers, Christina, wrote that.
Well,
but yeah.
Go Christina, but I was like literally crying laughing on
that
my couch.
That was on your website.
Yeah, that was on the Femme League. Yeah.
But it was about this idea of, you know, like go ahead, wear what you want, but like, let's be honest, like the denim, it was like around the summer because I remember like, I was like, I just was following, walking down 7th Avenue, literally missed the Le Pain Quotidien, where I was going, missed because I was distracted by a girl's ass cheeks hanging out of her shorts.
I mean.
Like I was just like, I'm straight, but I was just mesmerized.
How can you not look though? How can
mesmerized.
You not look? How can you not look? It's the crease. It's,
yes.
Right?
I was like a dog.
Does it bother you that women are putting themselves out there objectively in that fashion? You're coming from modeling, which is the ultimate objectification in some ways.
Absolutely.
Touché. No, but you've seen it from both sides. So it gives you a different point of view than a lot of people. So what does bother you about those types of things?
I want women to feel free to express themselves in any which way they feel empowered and empowers them. I'm not quite sure what the purpose of wearing a panty in public is. You know, wearing panties in public, I just, I'm like, you know why? And you think it's funny, but it's actually not that funny. You know why? Because I went to American Apparel to try on those, you know, the ones that are like, they're V, they kind of go up.
Wait, just, these underwear or when I was talking about shorts still?
No, the shorts.
Okay.
And with like the pocket sticking out.
I might just be jealous because I can't pull off these shorts, but
how
carry
did that
on.
Go for you, no, that try-on?
And I had to do the try-on because the thing is I had to understand it. You
okay.
know, I had to understand. Mm-hmm. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, Yomes, I'm like, darling, let's just be truthful with one another. I'm like, this is a panty. You cannot. I mean, what do you think this is?
Wait, and so you also work with Stand Up for Fashion,
yeah,
right?
We'll talk about that.
But don't, Stand up for fashion, except for the denim panty. Got it. Stand
up for fashion was an invitation to the fashion industry to become more socially accountable.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
Well, yeah, exactly. Good question. No, you know, some shifts have been made, but to be quite frank with you, I really found that, at least in the way that I approached it, that they didn't really care.
That's not
the number one priority. I really thought that my focus and my talent would be better used on women and really like advancing, you know, women, as opposed to focusing on an industry that is going to transform at its own pace.
That's depressing.
Yeah, I mean, it's depressing, but I think what would be more depressing is for me to be flogging a dead horse.
No, correct.
You know, that would be more depressing, and, you know...
You're funneling your talents elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I have to, and I appreciate fashion for what it is, and I appreciate the people in fashion. Like, let's talk about those people, the people in fashion that are making some sort of social change.
Are there any fashion or beauty brands you think are doing it right, that you respect the work that they're doing?
Oh, really good question. I mean, just for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I think what Chromat's doing is great, just in terms of their representation of women and diversity. To be quite honest with you, I think that American Vogue has been doing a lot of great work in terms of diversity as well. I've definitely been seeing some diverse faces, which has been wonderful.
I'm sitting here staring at you in your gorgeous skin, and I'm thinking, I wonder what she chooses wisely to wear and use and buy. Can we get a little superficial for a moment?
No, it's not superficial. It's actually quite important. I was seeing this facialist in Sweden, Lillian is her name, and she said to me, and I'm like, so, like, what do I need, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you're going to stop everything. And I'm like, what?
Everything?
Like, yeah. So she's like, you need one cream and one cleanser, and that's it. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm wanting her to, like, sell me stuff. Yeah. And she's like,
it's the American way.
Nothing.
What are the two products your Swedish lady has you using?
So one is Chris Farrell moisturizer, which I use in the day. And then I'm like, you can't find it so much anymore, but MD formulations.
And what do you use from them?
The Continuous Renewal Complex for sensitive skin.
We'll get on that. We'll track them down.
Yeah.
What kind of fragrance do you wear?
I wear Eau de Merveille by Hermès.
Yomi, this has been so much fun catching up with
you. Thank you guys so much.
We got to go on another trip soon together, all three of us.
Yeah. I'd like that.
Tell us what the websites are that you're working on so we can.
So it's thefemleague.com, and people can find me on yomiabiola.com.
Get ready. Raise a wand.
I love that you made a song for it. Okay. It's time to raise a wand.
Now everyone understands why Jen did not want me to sing with Deborah Littman. She was trying to save me from myself.
Jess, what are you raising a wand to this week?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The cat's out of the bag. I just made that up just now. I just took the new Grace Coddington cat perfume. Stop laughing.
It's the worst pun I've ever heard. Okay, you have Grace Coddington's new perfume. What's it called?
It's called Grace by Grace Coddington, and it has this little cat-shaped head, and it's on this beautiful, like, pebble-shaped... We'll post a photo. Well, I think we actually do have a photo of this on Instagram, but I'm going to post a nice fresh photo
of it on our Instagram. More importantly, how does it smell?
It smells... It's gorgeous. It smells like a green-tinged rose. Now, she's always loved rose scents growing up north of Wales.
I'm going to spray
some. It's absolutely fantastic. But for devoted Fat Mascara listeners, what was also a green rose scent? That's right. Chandler Burr's upcoming green rose scent, it's awesome, right? He dropped that news a few episodes ago. I think, like, he's really on the trend. I think there's something happening in the fragrance zeitgeist here.
This is another 21st century rose.
Exactly.
I love it. Good pick.
And our pal Chandler was at the Grace Coddington launch event this week.
Oh, where she launched that fragrance.
Exactly.
I like your Raisin one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. What was yours? What's yours?
I just discovered a new red lip. It's from Hourglass. It's called the Opaque Rouge in Icon.
Ooh.
My Persian sister from another mister, Beth Shapori, turned me on to this. It is a liquid lip color. This stuff lasts like nobody's business. And even through salad, vinaigrette, all that business, it
lasted.
That's
the ultimate test.
I got like a good 6 hours out of it. But what I like about the Icon shade, it's a red, but it's like an old Hollywood red with like a little bit of brown, a little bit of blue. So it's deep and really, really kind of kind of old Hollywood, if you will.
Wait, swatch it on your hand. Swatch. Oh, you're swatching on your lips. You're going for it.
You like it?
That's really pretty. So it's very Jen. I feel like you have a color like that.
You never can have enough red lipsticks.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So I'm raising a wand to Hourglass Opaque Rouge in Icon.
Solid.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.